Garage Station Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. One had two Purple Hearts. Another was just 19. Four Marines in all mourned this morning after the attack on two military sites in Tennessee.
All I heard was the first shot, boom.
Witnesses describing a 20-minute barrage of bullets.
Then we heard, you know what I'm saying, 10 more shots. Boom, boom, boom.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in Chattanooga.
Lisa, we're being told this morning that 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz was killed by police officers after he killed those four Marines and injured three others with multiple weapons, dozens of shots, and in two separate shootings at an armed forces recruiting center in a naval facility yesterday.
I can assure you that all agencies, federal, state, and local, are working together with the common goal of keeping everybody in this community, across this city, across this state, and across this country safe.
That's Chattanooga PD's Fred Fletcher. The FBI says it's too soon to say what the motive was, though people here in Chattanooga are calling it terror. The suspect also had a cryptic blog that apparently alluded to terror. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. The Marines gunned down were part of a reserve unit that served three tours in Iraq.
I'd ask all Americans to pray for the families who are grief-stricken at this point.
President Obama says the investigation will be thorough and prompt. Meantime, there's word the suspect's father had been investigated some years ago, a terror probe, but that was dropped. He's guilty 165 times. The jury in the Colorado movie massacre siding with prosecution experts who declare James Holmes mentally ill but legally sane. No reaction from Holmes in court.
I looked at him when the verdict came out because I wanted to know what is his response, and there's just nothing, which, I mean, that's how I feel towards him, is nothing. He's a speck of nothing in my life.
Her boyfriend died trying to save her. The jury's due back Wednesday to start the penalty phase. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Eating uncontrollably during a binge. Eating far more than others would in a similar situation. Eating and then feeling terrible. Binging at least weekly for 3 months. Sound familiar?
Hi, I'm Monica Seles. I got to achieve my Grand Slam title, but off the tennis court, my binge eating was just uncontrollable. My doctor said it was binge eating disorder. There is hope.
Adults, get the full symptoms at BingeEatingDisorder.com. Then talk with your doctor.
Sponsored by Shire.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child, and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our Now to Wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Cellucor Field.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggieland Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
You can look out a window or click online. Either way, you get the weather, though our way is good for 36 hours. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Multiple emergency response vehicles have been reported at North Main Street and William J. Bryan in downtown Bryan. Police say crews are working a structure fire at Halo Bar. A request for more information is pending. College Station police made an arrest after a car struck a gas meter last night, which started a fire and caused a gas leak that closed Southwest Parkway between Anderson and Glade for more than 3 hours. 25-year-old Cree Dennis is accused of trying to hit her boyfriend with her car during an argument on Potomac Place. Witnesses told officers Dennis chased the victim in her car from the front to the rear of the fourplex when the car struck the meter. Because of the natural gas leak, it took firefighters more than 1 hour to put out the fire, and electricity in the area was shut off temporarily because the fire was under power lines. Something so important to Governor Abbott that he made it an emergency item in this year's legislative session was funding a new pre-kindergarten program. Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace told the board at their last meeting it's something that can't be done for the upcoming school year.
We won't this year. It'll be the following year because that just came in too late, and here we are. It passes, and we're 5 weeks from school starting. You're getting $1,500 more a student for a full day.
House Bill 4 limits classroom sizes to 11 four-year-olds for every teacher, and Dr. Wallace said time is needed to find enough highly qualified instructors. It's been 2 months since Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski announced private parties are interested in donating money to build a new animal shelter. City Councilman Rafael Pena on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he's on board if private donations fund 100% of the construction cost.
And then I think we can transfer some of that O&M from the facility the city runs now to incorporate that into this new facility. It might be a little bit more, but overall, when we're getting a brand new facility from private donations, I think it'd be worth it. I think we kind of save money in the long run.
Pena also supports the city starting a volunteer feral cat trapping program where the animals are neutered and vaccinated, then returned to where they were caught. The council met recently with organizers of similar programs from other cities in Texas. A Waller County grand jury will consider what, if any, crimes took place in the death of a woman who was taken to the jail in Hempstead a week ago today.
28-year-old Sandra Bland, who had just moved from the Chicago area to a new job at Prairie View A&M University, was pulled over by a DPS trooper for not signaling a lane change. What happened after that's the subject of investigations by the FBI and Texas Rangers. An autopsy determined Bland hanged herself in her jail cell, something that family members are questioning. Bland was arrested for kicking an officer during the traffic stop. Family members say an online video shows the officer pinning Bland to the ground. She can be heard yelling she cannot feel her arm or hear, and she asked the officer why he slammed her head into the ground over a traffic violation. DPS issued a statement that Bland refused medical treatment at the scene. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The national head of Planned Parenthood calls allegations they profit from tissue donations untrue. Cecile Richards, the daughter of the late Texas Governor Ann Richards, also calls out her senior director of medical research, who was caught on the undercover video produced by anti-abortion activists.
I personally apologize for the staff member's tone and statements.
Learn more about the response from Cecile Richards by going to Planned Parenthood's national Twitter feed, which are the initials PPFA. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Hey, hey, it's 6:10. Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Hot weather continues to dominate our local forecast. We'll see sunshine today. There'll be some developing cloudiness. There could be an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs today up around 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy and 75 overnight. Sunshine for tomorrow. Hot. Temperatures 95 to near 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dropping down to around 75. Sunny and hot Sunday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with SEC Media Days wrapping up. They put in where they thought all the teams were going to finish. Right now they have A&M finish 6 out of 7 in the SEC East. We'll have more on that. We'll also have more on Trey Carson being named to a watch list, as well as Josh Reynolds to preseason watch list. And the Brazos Valley Bombers have won 5 in a row. All that plus we'll have to wait some on the British Open. It's raining. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you at 6:50.
Yeah, so they do that. The media is stupid, okay? Just, you know, as a body, they're just stupid.
Oh, did you listen to any of it yesterday?
I guess, I don't know what, not anything in particular.
Well, they chose Alabama to win.
Yeah, right.
But they had Auburn winning the SEC championship.
Yeah.
And Hugh Freeze, during the press conference, which we'll have later in sports, does everything but go,
Hey. Yeah, well, I mean, you got to talk to those people, but, yeah, you're stupid. I can call that on myself. I did that. I asked Gene Stallings a question. His answer was, "How old are you?" which I thought we ended up getting along better later. But you know, in the beginning that was a little weird. You know.
How old were you?
I was 18.
What? Okay. Well, no wonder.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Police in Springfield Township, Ohio, say that Timothy Ombach became angry at his neighbors, believing they were somehow involved in a motorcycle theft at his home. How angry? Well, he was jailed after he smashed 36 of his neighbors' windows with a baseball bat. Where were they when this is going on? The coup de grace, if you will, coup de grace. He threw a meat-wrapped brick into their home.
Meat?
What?
A wrapped brick.
I've heard of brick chicken, but this is probably different.
Not the same.
Okay.
Or brick-fired pizza, but no. Kind of.
Info.
And I mean, was it a good piece of meat, or was it just kind of some skirt steak that he wrapped around a brick? Or,
maybe he was just trying to tenderize it.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Not sure what the significance of the meat around the brick. I mean, the brick is going to go through the window. You don't have to worry about it being wrapped in meat. It'll still get there. The intended consequence.
Monograms and More has expanded, selling their uniform line under the name M&M Team Apparel. Whether you play baseball, softball, football, soccer, basketball, or any other sport, M&M Team Apparel can get you the right uniform. Let the artists and production capabilities that have designed and printed apparel for over 24 years at Monograms and More help you not only supply the uniforms for the team, but anything the coaches, cheerleaders, and parents would need to wear. Call 693-7773 or click monograms-more.com.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business, 6 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 6 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Friday. It's July the 17th. It's day 198. Got 167 of them to go. So it's Peach Ice Cream Day.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
It doesn't have to be, because that means there's more for me.
It's a little bit odd, a little hard to find. Homemade, probably the best thing. I don't know. If
well, certainly anything is.
Anything else. It's Potbelly Pig Day. Wrong Way Corrigan Day. Douglas Corrigan was his name. He was born in Galveston. Was nicknamed Wrong Way in 1938 after a transatlantic flight from Long Beach, California to New York. He flew from Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn to Ireland. Though the flight was filed to return to Long Beach, he claimed his unauthorized flight was due to a navigational error and also because of heavy clouds, and that's how he got Wrong Way. He was a skilled aircraft mechanic, though, by the way. And he also was one of the builders of the Spirit of St. Louis. So, but we always remember him as Wrong Way Corrigan. All right, what else we got for birthdays?
We got 4 birthdays for today. Mike Vogel is 36 from Under the Dome. Kerry Hart, professional motorcycle rider and Pink's hubby, is 40. Jason Clark, 46 from Zero Dark 30. Alex Winter is 50. He was Bill of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Well, there you are.
We know who Ted was.
Yeah. He went on to other stuff. Yeah.
Mark Burnett. Money. Yeah. 55. David Hasselhoff, 63.
Stupid. Go ahead.
And also money.
Yeah, I guess.
Lucy Arnaz, 64, the daughter of. Mm-hmm. Terry Geezer Butler, the bass player for Black Sabbath, 66. Camilla Parker Bowles, who kind of looks like Geezer, is 68.
Whoa, listen to you.
She's homely as a mud fence.
Okay.
Donald Sutherland is 80 today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for
that's
today.
Jack Bauer's dad.
Yeah.
He never knew he'd be known as that, did he? It's, tomorrow is National Hot Dogs Get a Day.
Really?
Tomorrow's National Hot Dog Day.
You'd think that would be closer to the 4th of July anyway.
Yep, anyway, it's Caviar Day.
Oh, I like caviar.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't know if I've ever had good caviar, so I'm not sure.
Well, now, is there a difference between caviar and roe?
Well,
because I love roe on sushi, too.
Well, that's okay, too. Yeah, it's littler, usually. I mean, you have to eat it on toast points, or it's just not right.
Oh.
Put it on Wonder Bread.
Oh. Yeah.
How about a saltine cracker?
There
That'd
you go.
Be perfect, wouldn't
that
it?
That is very fine, I think.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we got birthdays of.
We share birthdays on Saturday with Gerald Hess, who is 36. He's the guy that created Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
And Nacho Libre.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Moving on. Kelly Riley is 38 years old from Black Box. Penny Hardaway, NBA superstar, 44. Puck from The Real World, 47. Vin Diesel, Fast and Furious 1 through 37, is 48. Jack Irons is 53 from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Ricky Skaggs is 61. Richard Branson, who has one of the biggest piles of money, 65, shares his birthday with Steve Forbes, who's 68.
And he's got a pretty big pile
of
money.
Yeah, they're both fairly substantial. They have like half of all the world's money.
Yeah.
Martha Reeves from the Vandellas is 74. Joe Torre is 75. Dion DiMucci from Dion and the Belmonts, 76 years old.
Mm-hmm.
James Brolin, 75. And John Glenn, 94.
Wow.
The senator from Ohio.
Yeah, for a long time. And was the president of Royal Crown Cola Company before he got into politics. Richard Branson, we had the story yesterday about how Virgin Atlantic Airlines came about. I mean, he was a music producer or something?
Mm-hmm.
And his flight got canceled. And he realized here were all these people sitting around, and why couldn't he just lease an airplane and sell him tickets? And that's how he got Virgin Atlantic Airlines started. All it takes is an idea, I suppose, on Sunday. Boy, this is like good eating weekend, because Sunday is National Ice Cream Day. Again, ice cream gets a day.
Well, no, that makes sense, though, because we've already had a couple flavors so far.
All right.
So individual flavors also.
Raspberry cake day, no.
I don't know that I've ever had raspberry cake.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Daiquiri day.
All right.
It's a little sweet. Celebrate as you see fit. All right, and birthdays of
Jared Pledsicki is 33 from Supernatural. Benedict Cumberbatch, which one of the coolest names ever.
Oh, yeah.
And great in Sherlock Holmes. 39 years old. Nancy Walls is 39. That's Steve Carell's wife, and she was also his girlfriend in The Office. Anthony Edwards, 53. And Brian May, the guitarist from Queen, is 68 on Sunday.
Iggy Anastasi is 69. Old tennis dude from a long, long, long time ago. And Vicky Carr, 74. Let It Please Be Him, I think. Was that her hit?
Alfie?
Yeah, okay. May have been. Yeah,
I think that was what it was.
That's Dionne Warwick. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
it really doesn't
matter.
Resting comfortably under the rock of obscurity.
Yes, exactly. All right, now where's Sean? What the? Thank you.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the anointed one president has now proclaimed Iran and its nuclear deal is a great success, but even his fellow Democrats, they're not buying this. Former Democratic VP nominee Joe Lieberman criticized the agreement, saying there is much more risk for America and reward for Iran than should be in this agreement. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez slammed the deal, said the deal legitimizes Iran as a threshold nuclear state. This deal doesn't end Iran's nuclear program. It preserves it. Now, the president brought home a bad deal. Republicans have said that from the beginning. Even Democrats are now backing away from it. Let's just hope enough of them in Congress do the right thing and join the Republicans and reject it. But why do I suspect that won't happen?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Age spots, brown spots, and heaven forbid, sunspots, they're a nightmare for any of us. Now, those ugly spots can be a constant source of embarrassment. I want to introduce to you Genucel DSC from Chamonix. It's a breakthrough luxurious serum with 3 natural ingredients proven to lighten age spots, sunspots, and overall pigmentation, even from acne scars and other skin damage. Even better, Genucel DSC will brighten your skin and even your skin tone, guaranteed, or guess what? Your money back, no questions asked. My wife has been using Chamonix products for over 16 years. She loves these products. And so does everyone here on my team. So order Genucel DSC and you get free express shipping. And if you order today, you'll also get the Esotique face cream absolutely free just for trying Genucel DSC. And just call 800-811-6889, 800-811-6889, and you'll get compliments like you've never gotten before or your money back. Call now, 800-811-6889, 800-811-6889, call now.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, and free online banking. So if you're facing a change in your bank, why not change for the better? Prosperity's the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides 2 personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Illinois-based Aspen Foods is recalling nearly 2 million pounds of raw frozen chicken products over concerns they might be contaminated with salmonella. The Agriculture Department says it determined there was a link between the products and 3 people in Minnesota getting infected with salmonella. The agency says the products are stuffed and breaded and may appear cooked, but they are raw. Two hackers have scored 1 million frequent flyer miles each on United Airlines for finding security holes in the airline's computer systems. The awards were made under a security program that United started in May. Tech companies have offered so-called bug bounties, but they're unusual in the transportation industry. 1 million miles is enough for several first-class trips to Asia or up to 20 round trips in the U.S. Crude oil down 12 cents this morning at $50.79 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a mixed open after stocks closed higher yesterday. The Dow Industrials gained 70. The NASDAQ rose 64. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
So the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of your own state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than Dallas. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
When was the last time you priced your homeowner's, ranch, business, or car insurance? Call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, and get a free rate quote. At Rollo Insurance, we are a local independent agency that writes with national companies that you know, including Travelers, Safeco, Allstate, Progressive, MetLife, Germania, and more. Farms, motorcycles, small business, we can insure them all. Quit spending too much money on insurance and call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast at 627. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. How about more of the same? Not fair enough. Just, you know, heat. Heat index probably about 102 or so. Low temperature each night will be in the 70s. The deal is that, again, it's July. It's Texas. We don't have any chance of rain in the forecast, at least through Wednesday of next week. We're looking at 75 right now.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at TogetherWeSave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. As I have said on many occasions, women shop, men buy. I think it goes back to our genetic makeup all the way back to the cavemen. And we all know that women really, well, most women like shopping. Well, guess what? As it turns out, the dudes may be shopping too. They're just not telling you about it. A new survey has found husbands are more likely than wives to secretly buy stuff and to lie about how much they've spent and hide what they bought. 41% of men admitted they secretly buy stuff versus just 22% of women. The key to this, however, I think is the word admitted. Anyway, here are the top five things people spend money on without telling their significant other. Although for me, it's a little too general to be interesting. Number five, vacation spending. Number four, car stuff, transportation in general. Number three, leisure activities, whatever that means. Number two, clothes or beauty products. And number one, nights out. The main reason people keep something they buy a secret is to avoid arguments. Women are better than men at hiding their secrets.
while 54% of men who've secretly bought something have been caught versus just 34% of women. Well, guys, if you're going to make a secret purchase somewhere, let me recommend Gun Core. And that's my commentary, by the way. Gun Core is a great place to go if you're looking for guns and ammo, tack gear, and they've even got some really cool automatic knives. If you'd like to find out more, go to gun-core.com. That's C-O-R-P-S. Or you can find them on Old College right behind J. Cody's and at Chicken Oil. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
A lot of the world's innovation comes from the United States, and one successful serial entrepreneur believes he knows why. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
It seems like everybody wants to be an entrepreneur today. And why not?
Entrepreneurs are just problem solvers. You have problems in your life. If your life has a ton of problems, you have a wealth of opportunity.
Serial entrepreneur Jay Samet, author of the book Disrupt You, says today in particular is a good time to be an entrepreneur because
the difference today is the cost of launching a business, whether it's a book, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a piece of software, is a tenth of what it was a decade ago. So you really can launch a global business just on your willpower.
And Jay believes that persistence is probably more important than anything else.
So when you look at why so much innovation comes out of the United States, we do not have the fear of failure. We grew up with either watching Lucy Ricardo or Homer Simpson. You have this get-rich-quick idea, you try it, it fails, and life goes on. And it's that idea that there's no fear and no shame in trying.
And good ideas are everywhere.
One of my favorite examples, a woman in Florida had a sales job requiring her to wear a pantyhose. It's hot. It's humid. She tried cutting the toes off. She tried everything. She finally figured out something that worked and went to every hosiery maker, and they laughed at her. She went into a bookstore and bought patents for dummies, wrote her own patent, and the name of her company is Spanx, and she's a billionaire today.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. 8 units are on scene in downtown Bryan working a structure fire since shortly after 5 this morning. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says crews are still working the fire and have not been able to enter the building, so few details will be available. The fire is at the Halo Bar at the intersection of William J. and North Main. A College Station woman is accused of trying to hit her boyfriend with her car, and in the attempt, the car struck a gas meter that started a fire. Last night's incident on Potomac Place closed Southwest Parkway between Glade and Anderson for more than 3 hours. Witnesses told police the man and the woman were arguing in the driveway of a fourplex when the man was in front of the car and the woman was behind the wheel when she tried to hit him. Witnesses said the woman chased him around the fourplex to the rear of the building when the car struck the meter. After the collision, the woman ran away but was found a short time later at her home. 25-year-old Cree Dennis was arrested on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, family violence, and striking the gas meter. College Station firefighters spent more than 1 hour to extinguish the fire to her car, and electricity was turned off in the area due to the fire being under power lines. Those interested in the new swimming pool at Sadie Thomas Park in Bryan have had the opportunity to suggest how it should be built. City Councilman Rafael Pena on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the feedback calls for modern features.
I think there should definitely be a walking-in, waiting-type pool in one part of the pool, another part
where you can swim deep in, maybe a diving board. I wouldn't mind seeing a water slide as well. Maybe like a little splash pad amenity feature.
Pena says those features will result in drawing large crowds to the pool, replacing one that was closed more than 7 years ago. Another item Pena has been pursuing in his first term on the council is getting a shuttle bus from downtown Bryan back and forth from A&M home football games. While a proposed agreement was recently announced to make that happen, Pena is also interested in getting free parking in the garage that is next to the door, next door to the shuttle bus location at the library. The garage is owned by the Brazos Transit District. Bryan School District administrators are taking their time implementing one of Governor Abbott's legislative priorities. Superintendent Tommy Wallace told the school board at its last meeting they won't participate in the state's new pre-kindergarten program until a year from now.
We're watching that, and we're watching logistics. Our pre-K coordinator and I and Dr. Voltz have been studying that. We're not going to jump right into that with both feet.
Dr. Wallace says among the hurdles are finding highly qualified teachers. House Bill 4 gives school districts up to $1,500 for each four-year-old participating in qualifying pre-K programs. Classroom sizes are limited to 11 students for each teacher. Despite an effort by Saudi Arabia to drive down global oil prices to bankrupt the U.S. fracking industry, an event today proves that the Saudi attempt is backfiring.
The Houston-based oil field equipment company FMC Technologies today opened a huge regional office in the Eagle Ford south of San Antonio. General Manager Tim Eaton says the Texas fracking industry isn't going anywhere.
We expect the market to probably go sideways for a year, and we then expect a very healthy growth rate to resume.
Eaton says the secret to success with oil prices in the 50s is efficiency. Eaton says fracking is a new technology, and efficiencies are constantly being found to drive down costs in San Antonio. Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The death of an inmate at the Waller County Jail who was arrested a week ago for a traffic violation in Prairie View will go before a grand jury.
Waller County District Attorney Elton Mathis says he wanted the public to have the final say on this issue. Mathis says Sandra Bland used a plastic bag to hang herself from a partition in her cell. Family and friends have expressed skepticism of the autopsy findings. Officials say Bland was arrested after kicking an officer during a traffic stop. DPS trooper pulled her over for failing to signal a lane change. According to a DPS statement, Bland became argumentative and uncooperative. Before leaving the scene, DPS said Bland refused medical treatment by paramedics. Relatives point to an online video where Bland can be heard yelling at the officer why he slammed her head to the ground over a traffic violation and not being able to feel her arm or hear. The Waller County DA said the grand jury, among other things, will review a second video of Bland describing depression and post-traumatic stress disorder that she experienced. The incident, which has picked up national attention because Bland just moved to the area from Chicago to take a job at Prairie View A&M, is being investigated by the FBI and Texas Rangers. More background information is on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The daughter of the late Texas Governor Ann Richards is the national leader of Planned Parenthood. Ann Cecile Richards took her message to YouTube that allegations are untrue that Planned Parenthood profits from the donation of tissue from aborted fetuses.
The allegation that Planned Parenthood profits in any way from tissue donation is not true.
Richards also had something to say about the undercover video produced by anti-abortion activists that appears to catch a Planned Parenthood executive talking about fetal harvesting.
An organization that opposes safe and legal abortion used secretly recorded, heavily edited videos to make outrageous claims about programs that help women donate fetal tissue for medical research.
As for the statements from Planned Parenthood Senior Director of Medical Research, Richards said she personally apologizes for the staff members' tone and statements. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
There you go. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works, a locally owned and operated company that returns profits back to the community, which benefits you and your business. Wilton's, good for your overall bottom line. Here, not surprising numbers.
High pressure is building across the local area, and that's going to result in warmer temperatures as we head into the weekend. Sunshine today, a few clouds will pop up this afternoon. They could develop into an isolated storm. High is going to be close to 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75. Sunshine tomorrow and hot, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75. It'll be sunny Sunday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The media chose Alabama to win the West, but Auburn to win the championship, and I don't know that that's even possible.
That's Hugh Freeze from SEC Media Days yesterday. We'll have more on that and the Mad Hatter, who was also equally as entertaining. A&M has a pair on watch list heading into the 2015 football season, and the Bombers have won 5 in a row. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
So, yeah.
We're going to go down that road, are we?
We are. Suggestions by Hillary Clinton and other presidential candidates that their campaigns are being powered by massive grassroots fundraising engines pretty much spin. Politico did some analysis, and the reports that were filed last week, they had a look at it. Of the $127 million raised for the primary election by the 15 candidates who have disclosed their finances to the Federal Election Commission, fewer than 30% came from donors contributing $200 or less. Okay. By contrast, the analysis found 42% of the candidates' primary election cash came from donors who had maxed out, which is $2,700. So forget all that that you're getting. That
oh, I like that. Yeah, that I may have just, to use that.
Yeah, it's just it's a little grandmother who put together $72 to give to somebody.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
No, and it's not just Hillary. Okay, I mean they started with Hillary, but the whole thing about a small donor is just not true. So, take a minute to focus on Rick Perry. Rick yesterday continued to really kind of take on Donald Trump a little bit. He said, I've got a message from my fellow Republicans and the independents who will be voting in the primary process. What Mr. Trump is offering is not conservatism. It is Trumpism, a toxic mix of demagogue and nonsense.
Bleh.
So there. How's that? Not the first salvo that Mr. Perry has fired, as the two men have gone back and forth for much of this month over immigration and whether or not Perry did enough to stop the illegal immigrants when he was governor here. Yeah, it is. It's. And I was talking to a guy who's in the Republican politics, and he just cannot abide Trump. He says he's bad for the Republican Party. And, you know, he's not going to get elected president. I don't think he would want to be president. He's got too many other things he wants to do that's Donald. But for him to inject himself into this situation, just it's a little bit of a distraction, at least. But, you know, the thing is, he's got the numbers right now. I mean, we're a month before the first presidential primaries, and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are the leading candidates for each party.
Yep.
And, you know, Chris Christie's now taking some shots at Donald Trump. He says, you know, you can't look at the Speaker of the House and say you're fired, which is a good point, which is a really, really good point. And so, I'm not sure where we go with all that. And, again, whether he's worth $10 billion or $4 billion, we don't know what the number really is. He just comes in and, you know, like they say, a cockroach. It's not what he eats, it's what he falls in and messes up. So I think that's kind of what we're looking at right there. Now, the analysis that many folks are putting forth is that Ted Cruz is actually the one who loses the most in this deal. That he's the one who's got. And the thing is, you know, he's tried to be nice to Trump. I think he's kind of tried to pal around with him. But I guess the very fact that we're sitting here and talking about Donald Trump when we're supposed to be talking about who wants to be president is a foolish waste of time. Mr. Boehner, John Boehner, he's a Catholic. He decided he doesn't really want to get mixed up in this whole thing where he would be criticizing the Pope. The Speaker said yesterday it would be unwise to pick a fight with Pope Francis, who last week talked about the unrestrained capitalism as being of the devil. He has invited the outspoken Pope to address a joint session of Congress on September the 24th, but the Speaker doesn't plan to cramp his style. He said, well, listen, this is one thing we know about this Pope. He's not afraid to take on the status quo, which is true. I mean, he has decided to certainly inject himself into many, many things.
I heard someone sort of describe that this Pope hasn't really experienced true capitalism. The capitalism he grew up around was more like nepotism.
Oh, interesting. And okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Crony capitalism, if you will.
Well,
we got our share of that too.
And we do. But I think the argument or the suggestion was if he had experienced American capitalism, he might not take such a hard line on it.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not exactly sure that is what he needed to be speaking to. Certainly, I understand that he wants to speak to social issues.
Exactly.
But to use the word devil, and again, for a holy person to use the word devil in the same sentence as capitalism, I think, is their same statement of capitalism is not a really good choice of words. Boy, Ann Richards' daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, what did she say? She didn't like the tone of what that person was saying, mm-hmm. as well as the content?
Yes. I'm trying to look up the exact words.
Because I don't care where you are on either side of the abortion issue, I don't believe even pro-choice people want to hear anything like that. And the fact that somebody like that was in their employ in a fairly high position, pretty uncomfortable.
Well, what I didn't know, because I didn't know anything about this before the news broke mm-hmm. yesterday, and I didn't know it was legal in any situation to sell the tissue. What the issue is here is that they're doing it without consent.
Right. And you're right, I did not either. And, of course, what you're thinking of is corpses and Frankenstein and all that, which
right.
is, you know, that obviously is going to bring an even more emotional response to, and I didn't even know we could ramp up the question of abortion to make it any more politically supercharged and radioactive as it is, but obviously this does take it to another level. So, anyhow, she needed to obviously come out and say that. House Democrats floating a legislative deal linking the Confederate battle flag debate with expanded voter rights. Democrat leaders are suggesting they dropped their push to attach flag-related amendments to appropriations bills, freeing Republicans to pursue their spending agenda. However, Republicans would have to agree to consider an update to the 1965 Voting Rights Act, a central part that was gutted by the Supreme Court in 2013. Well, again, devil in the details. We'll see how all that works out. And the Senate voted yesterday 81-17 to pass an overhaul of the No Child Left Behind education bill, which is probably overdue. That's something I think educators generally pretty uncomfortable with.
Yes.
Didn't think it really addressed the situation very well. And just in case you're keeping score at home, the Rick Perry defense legal defense bill or budget is now at $2 million. $2 million. And that all has to do with the Travis County DA's office and all that. Those financial records were made public on Thursday that it's $2 million in the campaign cash to in the campaign fund to defend our former governor.
And that was money that he was initially going to be using to run for governor again, if I'm not mistaken.
That's exactly right. So there you go.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Men have been growing bald for all of eternity. To date, no perfect cure is available. In fact, there doesn't seem to be a lot of common knowledge on why it happens in the first place. And that lets me wonder, why would listeners trust the advice of a balding garden broadcaster telling them how to cure bald spots in their lawns? Well, that's a fair question, but I'm going to give it a try. Possible breakthroughs in lawn balding right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Figuring out why grass is dying away is to some degree like proving the negative. You have no idea what the cause might be when you start, and you have to look at all the possibilities, ruling them out one by one. That said, here is your list. Lack of light is the leading cause of turf decline in Texas lawns in the shade. Bermuda and the hybrid Bermudas need 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight daily if they're going to stay full and vigorous. 8 hours would be a lot better. Buffalo grass needs that much or more. St. Augustine needs at least 4 hours. Zoysias needs 6 or 7 hours. When any grass gets less light than its minimum requirements, it grows tall, it grows sparse, and then it grows thin. As things progress, it eventually dies away, exposing bare ground in the process. It's not competition for nutrients by trees' roots that's causing the problem in this case. It's simply insufficient light. You either need to remove lower limbs. Don't ever top a tree for any reason, this one included. So remove lower limbs or switch to a more shade-tolerant type of planting. Drought is the second biggest cause. We let our lawn or parts of our lawn get way too dry between waterings. It can simply be because of water curtailments. It could be due to broken valves and heads or misaligned sprinkler heads. Traffic is a third big problem. We wear on our grasses. Make a conscious effort to take different pathways each time you walk across the lawn. Talk to the neighborhood dogs. Ask that they do the same. Bermuda grass is the most pedestrian-friendly grass that we have. St. Augustine ranks down toward the bottom. It's easy to beat it to a pulp. Buried treasures can cause specific spots to be dry summer after summer. It may be building debris, concrete, a big rock, shallow soil. Whatever the case, you can probe around with a root feeder rod or a dowel stick and see what's down there. You may want to dig down, see if it's something you could remove. Pest problems can cause particular spots in your yard to die away. A few months later, the exact cause becomes much more difficult to identify. But if it's happening in the middle of the summer and if it's in St. Augustine in the sunniest, hottest part of the landscape, hey, I can help you on that one. That's chinch bugs. They're an old-time malady, and you have to address them with an insecticide. Your nurseryman can help you. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Thanks for listening. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Wrapping up SEC Media Days, a trio of coaches, starting off with Mark Richt, the head man at Georgia.
I think our team is one that, if nothing else, has worked extremely hard to put themselves into position to compete the way you have to compete in our league. And I'm really pleased with the work ethic of the offseason and spring and summer. And just looking forward to starting camp.
Rick's Bulldogs are coming off a 10-3 season and were predicted by the media to finish first in the SEC East. And speaking of those media predictions, they have Alabama finishing atop the West, but the second-place Auburn Tigers winning the SEC championship. Ole Miss head coach Hugh Freeze says that's new one to him.
You may have to explain that to me.
I don't know the answer.
The media chose Alabama to win the West, but Auburn to win the championship, and I don't know that that's even possible. Typically, if you win the West, you're probably going to play in the SEC championship game. So, you guys, I don't know. Y'all had a long week.
By the way, the media have A&M finishing 6th out of 7 in the West. Wrapping up SEC Media Days was the always colorful Les Miles, and the Mad Hatter was seeing red.
I had a red car once when I was at the Cowboys. When I came into Oklahoma, I sold it. I sold it right away. This is just a red car. We had no place in Stillwater. Oklahoma State is orange. You know, it's not red. And I went to Michigan, in case you guys didn't know, and they're not red either. My high school team was red. Okay, if you're going to catch me in anything red in life, that's when it was. That was it. That's the last time. I don't date, and I didn't when I was single, date women that wore red either.
That all stems from a question asked about star running back Leonard Fournette's red pants at SEC Media Days. Mad Hatter and the Tigers were picked by the said media to finish third in the SEC West. Texas A&M senior running back Trey Carson was named a preseason candidate for the 2015 Doak Walker Award, which is presented annually to the nation's top college running back. Carson from Texarkana was the Aggies' leading rusher last season, putting up 581 yards with 5 touchdowns on a team-high 124 carries. He closed out the 2014 season by earning offensive MVP honors at the Liberty Bowl after gaining 133 yards on the ground on 25 carries, both career highs in the Aggies' win over West Virginia. A&M's record-setting wide receiver Josh Reynolds was named to the preseason watch list for the Biletnikoff Award, which is given annually to the outstanding receiver in college football. He's a junior from San Antonio, and he set records with 13 receiving touchdowns in 2014 and also led the team with 842 yards and 52 catches. The Brazos Valley Bombers started a 4-game homestand with a shutout over the Acadiana Cane Cutters 5-zip. Ben Hollis was the player of the game, 3-for-4, 2 RBI, and a run scored. He said following the game that the success was all in the preparation.
You know, it's just working every day. You know, it's coming out here taking quality BP and just doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, doing a job, executing a plan. And that's really all it is. It's pretty simple. It just worked out for me tonight.
That makes 5 in a row for the Bombers, and they'll try and add to that again tonight against the Cane Cutters. First pitch at 7 at Cellucor. The second round of the British Open continues to be held up by rain at St. Andrews. Dustin Johnson carried a one-shot lead into the round after firing a 7-under 65. Zach Johnson, Retief Goosen, and Jason Day are all one shot back, with Rob Strep, Paul Lowry, and Danny Willett. On out of Major League Baseball, with Houston Astros have a reason to look forward to the second half of the season. Powered by aces Dallas Keuchel and Carlos Correa, the Astros are a half game back in the AL West and eyeing their first playoff trip since 2005. At this point last year, they were 19.5 games back and all but out of it. Rangers are opening up the second half on the road against Houston tonight. Martin Perez takes the hill against the Astros starter Colin McHugh. The Rangers are 42-46, 6 games behind the LA Angels in the American League West. And you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And finally, we'll wrap it up with Le Tour. Chris Froome is still wearing the race leader's yellow jersey. After coming out of 3 days in the Pyrenees, he has a little more than 2 minutes in front of American TJ Van Garderen, who is in second. They headed today's stage, which is the third longest of this year's tour. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
you always get great tasting meats and cheeses, crisp veggies, and freshly baked bread at your nearest Subway restaurant. But now you can get valuable points too, but only when you join the Subway Rewards program. So get your card today and register it at mysubwaycard.com. Then earn